heard around the world. This is 1330 AM and 107.7 FM. You're in 1330 country. KOVE, Lander.
Do you like free stuff? Open road free? Free as a summer breeze up a kilt. There's an image for you. How about as free as Johnny Depp after the Amber Heard verdict free? Or... how about don't have to pay for my living room furniture free? Shane at Gambles wants you to know that there's a big sale going on right now. Shane has hundreds of beautiful living room sets, couches, recliners, love seats, and more. Shop quality brands like Southern Motion, Lazy Boy England, and Flex Steel. This sale is so big, I can't even give you all the details. You need to stop into Gambles at 420 Main Street. The free furniture fiesta for feisty friends is on now, July 1st through July 31st. Stop into Gambles today. Turn around, shop in town.
Keeping the community connected through conversation and coffee. This is Coffee Time. Coffee Time is made possible by Palace Pharmacy, the White Buffalo Recovery Program, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Impact 307, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, and the Lander Chamber of Commerce. To be a guest or connect with the show, email vince@county10.com. And now, from the KOVE studio, here's Vince Tropea.
Good morning, Lander, Wyoming, Fremont County, and all of our listeners. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. Coffee Time is now also brought to you by High Country Hearing, Steamboat Orthopedics, Stanley Steamer, and Western Wyoming Medical. It is 8 o'clock in the morning, which means you're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. Happy Thursday to you all. Man, each day this week has just been, how are we getting here? How are we here? How did this happen? What is going on? Explain the concepts of time, space, and quantum physics to us this morning, please, Oakley, when you come on here in just a few. I don't know how we're moving so fast, but it is Thursday. I do have to ask my guests to give this look like it. That's right, right? Yeah, Oakley's saying, yeah, roll with it. So we're going to go with Thursday. Happy Thursday morning to you all. I do know that it is morning because it is 8 o'clock in the morning, which means it is coffee time. We've got an awesome show in store for you today, as I've been kind of mentioning here the past few moments. Our guest today is Oakley Boycott from the Lander Art Center. Here to chat about Riverfest, a bunch of other events going on, the ever-evolving exhibit. This looks amazing. It's going on from the opening reception is the 29th. That is tomorrow, correct? Yes. Yeah, we need dates too. Yeah, so the 29th is tomorrow. That's the ever-evolving exhibit. Oakley's going to go over that in full detail here in just a moment. And like I said, we are chatting about Riverfest, which is happening on the 6th in City Park. It's the 14th annual. That I do know. 14th annual. Man, I'm just
Is my mic on?
Go for it.
My mic's on now. Yes, well, yes. You know what I'm going to ask you about the 6th.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
great.
Yes,
just so everyone knows.
Just so everyone knows. There's some other thing going on the 6th. Some other thing of significance that is happening that day. Now, we will talk about Oakley's birthday also coinciding with Riverfest on the 6th, in addition to the ever-evolving exhibit opening tomorrow. After a quick weather update here, though, according to the National Weather Service in Riverton, it'll be another warm day today with some showers and thunderstorms to be a little bit more numerous than yesterday. That was a beautiful storm that we got yesterday. That was like some Ohio childhood memory stuff. I kind of fell asleep right after I ate dinner, very early dinner, and then woke up to that thunderstorm. It was just like a nice, core memories of just contented storms in Ohio. Miss those, but not everything else about Ohio, but those summer storms were just the best. But we've got more of them coming our way today. Isolated dry thunderstorms possible in western parts of Wyoming. Some red flag warnings east of Dubois over there, so keep that in mind. Today, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, highs around 83 degrees, gusting wind up to 15 miles per hour, and a chance of precipitation at 30%. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms remain, and that 30% chance of precipitation as well. winds gusting up to 16 miles per hour. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Oakley Boycott's going to fill us in on all the Lander Art Center happenings coming your way after a quick word from our sponsors.
I'm John Whiteside, CEO of SageWest Healthcare. Today is for your family's health. At SageWest Healthcare, we're here to help you be your best with primary care services for the whole family. We offer individualized care with a focus on wellness that includes routine screenings and preventative care. If you need a family doctor, we make it easier to find one. SageWest Healthcare, today and every day. To find a healthcare provider, please visit sagewesthealthcare.com.
The Lander Chamber of Commerce is here to help with five levels of membership. Take advantage of advertising in the Lander Chamber of Commerce's monthly newsletter and weekly e-blast, seen by thousands. Highlight your business on the Chamber's award-winning Lander Biz radio show and podcast. Hold professional in-person and virtual meetings in their state-of-the-art Zoom conference room. Connect with business leaders and public officials at their business events and public policy forums. And show the community you're invested in Fremont County's business climate by sponsoring popular Chamber events. The Lander Chamber of Commerce serves businesses in Lander, Riverton, Dubois, and all of Fremont County. To learn more, visit landerchamber.org.
This is Jeff McMenemy, owner of Teton Therapy. I've been an occupational therapist for 30 years. As an occupational therapist, I treat a variety of conditions such as rotator cuff problems, shoulder replacements, elbow pain, carpal tunnel, and hand pain. I also specialize in strokes, brain injuries, driving evaluations, and workers' comp injuries. I am now seeing patients at 425 Lincoln Street in Lander behind Gambles. Call Teton Therapy and schedule a free consultation at 332-2230.
Stanley Steamer of Lander, Wyoming is your local partner in clean. I'm Zach Hildner, local owner and operator of Stanley Steamer. I was born and raised in Fremont County, and I have a deep passion for supporting and contributing to my community. We professionally clean your carpet, upholstery, hard surface floors, and area rugs. We clean with gentle, neutral agents that are tough on dirt, but harmless to the environment and your family and pets. To schedule your cleaning or free estimate, call 307-349-2760 or visit stanleysteamer.com.
Whenever we make choices and decisions, no matter how old or young, those choices and decisions bring about consequences. So we are constantly implementing choices and decisions as our lives unfold. When a situation comes up, we are either saying yes or we are saying no. From that yes or no choice, an action occurs, and the natural laws allows us to experience the consequences of our choices and decision. White Buffalo Youth Prevention encourages you to make positive choices, which will lead to positive consequences.
335-3060.
Celebrate your independence at High Country Hearing Centers. People are no longer limited by their hearing loss. At High Country Hearing Centers, we help you realize your full potential and offer you a better standard of care. We are offering clients a complimentary hearing evaluation to establish a benchmark, and we can help those found with hearing loss maintain their independence by improving their hearing health. High Country Hearing Centers provides professional patient care that began in 1979. Call to schedule your appointment with High Country Hearing Centers of Lander, 307-332-5088, to have the rewards of better hearing.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea, and as I mentioned before the break, we are in studio today with Coffee Time family. Oakley Boycott from the Lander Art Center stopping by to talk about a number of events coming up. But before we dive into it, Oak, how are we doing today?
It sounds like you're having an existential crisis a little bit.
Yeah, just with time.
Okay,
just with time. I'm really losing it with time.
Yeah.
I think.
Same.
I've lost all grasp of how quick it moves. I'm like, I'll get to that in just a few minutes. And then it's Thursday. So I don't know how to.
Yeah,
that's just a part of getting older.
Agreed. Yeah. I think time used to move so slow when we were kids, and now here we are. You grew up in Ohio?
Yes, I did. Yeah, time was very slow in Ohio.
Here too, but that's what we loved about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was, that's what I was referencing yesterday, or about yesterday with those thunderstorms. It was kind of a nice little, like, oh yeah, I did like things about the state I'm from, and that was one of them. I don't want to dog on it too much, but.
No. Well, I mean, there's a reason that you're here.
Exactly. There's a reason people get out of Ohio, and, but the one thing that we all miss is the seasons.
The seasons
and the storms.
That are real. That actually happen.
That aren't just two harsh realities of
Western life. I couldn't live in like someplace like Los Angeles. I've tried. I would struggle, I think, really hard. That would really mess up my time in my brain.
Yeah.
Because you'd just be like, how?
Every day feels like vacation there. I tried to move there at one point, and I was there for maybe 3 months. And I was like, I just don't know if I can. Yeah, like, that was one of the things. It never stopped moving, but then at the same time was just a very lackadaisical pace.
Yeah.
Like, it was high-paced, but not, and I didn't. I was like, pick one.
Yeah.
Pick a lane.
Yeah.
It's either fast-paced or slow-paced.
I would have a really hard time tracking time because there would be no seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, even, like, seasonal depression would probably still happen. Uh-huh. You just would be like, why am I so sad?
Yeah. It's
oh, it actually has nothing to do with winter. It's just, like, seasons mm-hmm. and weather are
the
two completely
passing
yes.
time, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Two completely different things. Anyway, happy Thursday.
happy
Glad
Thursday.
To be here.
Yeah, existential crises aside.
But yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm still kind of, I don't know, I think that I feel like I'm perpetually recovering from summer in Lander all the time because there's just so much happening.
Yeah.
It's every day,
such
every
is
moment,
the life of a Fremont County resident that's on the go.
It's so real, especially in the summer, man.
Uh-huh.
It's. I mean, I just want to. The art center was at the pig roast this last weekend. So,
do you tell us about that? How that went with the because you guys were gathering information, correct?
Yeah, that
for the ceramic. It's going to be a ceramic art piece, right?
Yes, it's going to be a ceramic hand-built tile mural. Collaborating with artist Jenny Reeves Johnson. And so Jenny was, we had a booth set up with all of the other booths that were there, which was just, I mean, I just want to give a huge shout out to everybody who was involved in that because it took so many people to make it happen.
Yeah.
And I, in my opinion, was a hugely successful event, just like beyond anything. And I was only there for the Saturday, but it seemed like the Friday also was incredible. And I don't know. I hope that everyone who was a part of it is really happy with how it happened. Because I just think that based in my experience there for, I don't know how long I was there for, from 7:30 to 4:30-ish. Because we were gathering community data in the beginning stages, to work on the beginning stages of this mural, it ended up being talking with a lot of people from all across the community that, like, normally don't come into the art center.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people, yes, some people, no. But that, to me, makes that event so successful because it was such an event that had community members from across the spectrum, all demographics of our special little town.
100%. It was mega diverse.
It was, and I was so moved by that and like by the willingness of people to come up and talk with us about this and to give their input and to engage in challenging conversations and beautiful conversations. And like that was my, when I was starting to work on this with Jenny and we were discussing how we were going to go about talking to people and gathering information and just start this piece. I was like, it has to be a full recognition of all experiences, of all people, of all members and types of people within the community. Otherwise, it's not a community piece.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just like the same people doing the same type of stuff.
It's kind of like taking a survey of an area that's going to kind of get you the results that you thought you were going to get.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, no, this survey has to be a little wider spectrum. And this is like the perfect place for that.
Yeah. And I think it means that you also have to work a little bit harder at listening, which is a skill set in and of itself. Deep listening is a skill set. Mm-hmm. It's not a thing that most of us are born into. It's a practice skill. And I'm still kind of in awe of my personal experience with that, because it takes, you know, it takes a lot of energy for us to sit and listen and ask the questions and talk. And it also takes a lot for people to give of their experiences
right,
of their input and be like, oh yeah, I'm going
to
take
a stranger,
to a stranger.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, I think that for us, what we set out to do was hugely successful. So I am so, so pleased just with everybody that came out and just with the whole event in general, because I was walking, I spent a lot of the time walking through the crowds and trying to get people to come over to the booth and have conversations with people that I might not know and be like, hey, you should come to the Art Center booth. We'd love your input, kind of a thing. And I don't know, man. It was just really special. The whole event and then our booth as well. I mean, that I'm going to take that and like file it in my memory cabinet, because for me personally, it was really great.
Yeah.
And then I think the fact also, and we were talking a little bit about this in regards to Mental Health Mondays on this station or with you in this show, that even the... I think the bravery of the focus of that event to be mental health is huge.
Yeah, because usually that would just be one booth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would be one little thing off to the side. Oh, and don't forget, but no, that was like the focus.
That was the focus of the whole thing for all people. And to even just bring that out in the open, I think that's incredibly brave. And I think that's incredibly powerful. And I think that conversations that were had and experiences that were had, not just at the Lander Art Center booth, but in at least in the in like the booth section that I was
right,
with all of the other organizations and people, I think that what happened in that space was a catalyst to move a lot of people forward. Because it's just a degree at a time, right? Like, we're just doing one step at a time. It's not like, you know, the stigma around mental health or suicide prevention happens overnight. But the fact that it's more visible and more, I don't know, I think just more visible within the community that it's okay.
Yeah, yep.
To show up
mm-hmm.
and have this be a topic of conversation, I think it's a miracle. Because 30 years ago, that might not have been the case.
Right.
40 years ago, probably, definitely would not have been the case.
Right. It would have been kind of like, yeah, thrown off the side. Well, this year's theme's mental health, so let's all just, you know, smile and just move on from it. It wasn't like, no, like, we're going to dive deep into this. So we're going to have discussion panels. We're going to have things like your booth and Jenny Reeves Johnson's booth. That's that taking in that community information is was. And yeah, I kind of envy you a little bit getting to do that too, because I was
I was
pulling like double, triple duty that
you
day.
Doing great.
But I would have loved to have been able to kind of chat with some of the people at the booths, and I'm just glad to hear that went really well.
I mean, I think that it was phenomenally successful, and I
I'm someone people will tell me when they don't like what I do. I have a very openly public job and persona that people will criticize me openly, and I didn't get much of any that day.
Yes.
So that was I was like, okay, we are like tipping the scales towards a very successful event when I only had like two minor complaints for the day. I'm like, all right.
Cool. Hey, feedback is always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
If we are not taking feedback and just at least acknowledging it and taking it in, what are we even doing? Nobody's perfect. Anybody who claims to be perfect is, don't trust them.
Don't trust them.
I think I say that at least three times a day. Mostly to myself.
Right. Well, it's a good reminder for everybody, but I think that event was perfection.
I do too. I do too. Because also, what could have happened was that event could have been thrown, sure. It was like party, sure. That event could have taken place, and it could have just been the pig roast.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have just happened. And the fact that it was so, the themes around it, community and connection, mental health, like there were so many wonderful themes and occurrences that took place within, that it was so focused on being so intentional within all of those things, that is what I think made it such an incredible success.
Totally.
So.
Anyway. And I like what you said, though, because it was that people move forward figuratively and literally in terms of opening up. I watched it from because I was hosting the whole day. So I got to see people coming from the back move forward. By the time it was the last two bands, by the time it was Eternal Reality closing things out, people were on the stage, like, and literally climbing onto the stage. It was great. So, I mean, going from where people are sitting that, like, weird 40 yards away.
Yep.
I remember seeing you at an event one time, and you're like, what are you doing standing, like, an awkward 20 yards away from the band? I'm like, I don't know. This is just where the line was. You're, like, 100% correct. They're like, why are... People just have this,
our
like,
space.
Yeah, but especially with, like, performances, people are afraid to get all up in it, and but the musicians feed off of that
yes.
energy, and if you're closer, they feed off of that closeness.
Oh, yeah.
So seeing people get out of their shells physically and figuratively and literally, and then moving up to the front of the stage and dancing by the end of it all, it's like, okay, yeah, people are having a good time.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That was... clearly still reeling. So anyway.
Still
yeah.
reeling, but another awesome event that we hope to also be another community-driven, artistic, mental health event. The Riverfest coming up on mm-hmm. the 6th. Also your birthday.
Thank you for remembering.
Correct. Yeah, okay. I'm not,
I feel
folks,
like
she's sitting here with a dagger to my throat. Thank you for remembering with like a sign with the date and time and what she wants for her drink order.
Which is?
Oat milk cappuccino.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Dagger free. Now I can rest easy and speak a little bit easier, folks.
I mean, you know that I don't know how long ago I started saying that. It's been months. I think I started saying this in like...
We were talking about how's it January already? And then
I was like, by the way, Riverfest is on my birthday. Man.
But it is easy. Yeah, Riverfest, your birthday, and then my father's birthday is the 5th. So
oh, yeah.
It's just a great weekend of festivities and
Happy
celebrations.
Happy Leo season.
Yeah,
it's all our times to shine.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Tell us about Riverfest. This is the 14th annual, correct?
Yes. Riverfest, as per usual, is going to be awesome. We have a special sort of start to Riverfest this year. Alex Byers, who's our former education coordinator.
Yeah.
We love Alex. I love Alex so much. She's going to be teaching a yoga class in the park to start us off at 7 a.m. So for all you yoga fanatics out there, Alex is going to be doing that in front of the stage before the vendors set up at 8. So vendors are going to set up at 8, but then the vendor booths officially will be open at 10 a.m.
And I've got to pause you real quick. That sounds amazing.
Right?
I've done like personal, you know, at home watching just for stretching technique,
yeah.
But I've never done like a group, but in City Park early in the morning just sounded so calming and relaxing to me just
right?
now.
I mean, Climbers Fest does that, and they offer free yoga classes in the morning for anybody. You don't have to be attending Climbers Fest to partake. And I've watched that be such a successful thing and
mm-hmm.
such a wonderful resource for people to just balance off and start their day.
It's a great way to start the
and
day.
I was like, and Alex is a
yeah, so she's the most like calming yeah
yes.
person, just positive.
So calming, so loving, so caring, a wonderful teacher also, just in all of the things, and then specifically in yoga. I'm not a yoga person per se, but I really appreciate her approach.
Right.
And so also if this is anyone's first foray into yoga, it's all levels welcome. She's a really fantastic introduction to yoga and that world as well. So, and she wants to also, we're kind of using this, I don't think she'll mind me saying this, we're using this as a testing ground sort of to see what the response is, because she wants to offer free yoga classes at the Art Center in the mornings.
Yeah,
because
cool,
we have that amazing
cool
gallery space that's so wide,
mm-hmm.
Usually for the most part it's so wide open except for when we have the 3D art in the middle, but right now there's nothing like that necessarily. So we wanted to start offering free yoga classes for people before we open in the days. And so I think we might start that, if all goes well, and depending on the response that we get at Riverfest, might start that in the wintertime.
And as we always talk about here, everything's an art form
exactly.
When you throw that passion at it, especially.
Exactly.
So that'd
exactly.
be definitely something.
I mean, to also to do yoga surrounded by art, that's, I mean, what a cool experience.
Yeah.
First of all, to do it surrounded by nature.
Right.
And in our amazing city park.
The juxtaposition of those two, having those both as options, that'd be pretty cool.
So that's an event I'm really excited about. I'm excited about all the events. But
that's how you're opening up Riverfest is with the yoga at 7 a.m.
7 a.m. And then vendor booths officially will open at 10.
Okay.
Like, as per usual. That's usually when we... cut the ribbon, the metaphorical ribbon.
Where gotcha.
Maybe we'll have a ribbon. I don't think so.
Get a ribbon.
Why not?
Get a ribbon. Get a carpet. Get a big check. All the check mark boxes.
Yeah, I don't know what the check. How much the check's gonna? It's just a check.
Yeah, it's
doesn't
just a
have
check.
To just
yeah,
X.
Yeah, exactly.
That will open at 10, which will also coincide with open mic. So we're gonna have an open mic going from 10 until 11:30.
Awesome.
And then we're gonna officially start our bands at noon.
Who do you got playing this year?
We got Seth Finley, he also did the pig roast. He's awesome.
Yeah,
love
Seth's
Seth
great.
So much. We have the Black Poppies. I also want to rewind really quick. Just open mic. I think that I can't remember if last year it hasn't been a regular thing every Riverfest, but it was so successful last year, and we had so many insanely talented musicians come out that I just want to rewind and push that really, really, really hard, because that was also another way that we ended up pulling for our lineup this year.
Okay.
Actually, I think that was where I first met and saw Christian play.
Yeah,
I don't know. That was just such a wonderful part of Riverfest last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to encourage, just to mix it up and get some diversity in there, if there's any performing artists that are not musicians that want to come and read some poetry, I don't know, do a monologue, do a little performance thing. I don't know. Like we say, it's all art. Show up with passion and attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say what's going to happen? So I would love to get more peeps that aren't, an open mic can mean so many things.
Right.
Dude, you want to come do a stand-up set? Come do a stand-up set. I think that would be great.
I might have to.
You should.
I might have to.
Murray's going to be emceeing for us. He's been doing that for...
Awesome.
Gosh, he's been doing that for years.
Murray's the best.
I love that man.
Yeah, Murray's great.
So much.
And he's another one who, regardless of whether he's working or not, he shows up to a lot of events.
He shows up.
He's just...
He shows up and he cares so much. So dang much. And I just, what's been really cool about being back home for the last giant chunk of time is just... witnessing the amount of people that just show up because they care wholeheartedly, not because they expect any recognition, not because they expect this or that, or because it's an ego-based thing. It's just who do you see showing up behind the scenes just because they want this community to succeed?
Exactly.
And that is a very magical thing, regardless of what they're showing up for.
And you do, when you start going to all these events, you see the people that are consistently, you see the ones who are behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That's why, Bob and Janet Kaiser are so welcome to anything and anytime they want to come to the show for anything and everything. Because those two, I start to complain about being worn out and tired. And then I'm looking at these two, just full tilt boogie, never stop, always at everything.
You're like, stamina, how do you do it?
Exactly, exactly.
Do you do that off of 8 hours of sleep? Probably only four,
and that it's just going back to that word. It's passion.
Yep.
That's definitely how they do
passion
it.
And a deep, deep, deep love for this community.
Mm-hmm.
Community across the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, we're also gonna have food. The food aspect of Riverfest is going to be a fundraiser specifically for the Lander Art Center. I wish that it could be free, the pig roast, but it's going to be the fundraiser aspect for the Lander Art Center.
Perfect.
So we'll have good old burgers and dogs and chips and drinks and the meal set up and all that jazz at the Lions Shelter. The Lander Bake Shop is going to be serving coffee starting in the morning around 8 or so,
awesome.
8:30 or so through till 11, I think. And a couple of our artists who will have booths as well will be doing artist demonstrations at their booths throughout the day. So there's not technically a schedule. They're just going to be working and doing demos as people are interested. So Chris Holm is going to be, you've seen his glass blowing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That was another one where I didn't know he did it. And I think you told me about it. And then I saw some of his work. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know. And dude, Chris is, you know, good old Lander boy, but I remember him. I first met him, I think, at the Global Cafe when it was Ed and Cheryl DeLong when they owned it way mm-hmm. back when I was in high school. And he would come with his glass tops, and he had all of his glass tops on the bar there for sale. And he would just come in and like spit, and we were like, I mean, high school.
Yeah,
he was like,
"Oh my gosh, this is so cool!
This is so cool!" And he was like one of the coolest people.
Yeah, it's like shiny stuff too. You're like, "This is great!"
And like tops that flip. But the fact that he makes them out of glass, and then all of his other pieces are—I have a bunch of his pieces. But he'll be there at his booth, I think, doing some glass blowing. Jamie Warnick, who does wire wrap jewelry, she's a member of Alchemy. She's going to be doing some stuff as well. And artist booths will run. Artist vendor booths will run until 4. We've gone to 6 in the past,
mm-hmm.
which, as you know, having done this last weekend and also a lot of other events in Fremont County, stamina.
Yeah.
While we're talking about stamina, that's a lot. So we're trying until 4 this year just to see how it works and not to tap people's energy out.
Right, right, yeah.
So that's kind of the plan, Stan, right now.
Well, and if you have too big of a time frame, then people are like, oh, I can show up anytime. And then they might not show up because of that. But if you're like, no, you have to be here during these, they're like, okay, we got to get there during this day. Like mentally, it does help with attendees as well.
And also, I mean, like that's still a very long time to be hanging out in the park, which is thank goodness we have an amazing park.
Yeah. It made it easier to pull the 16-hour day on Saturday being in that setting. I was like, okay, you know.
It's just the best. Yeah. We have one of the best city parks in the state, I think.
I agree.
Like, we're so – also, just side note, this has nothing to necessarily do with art, but just – all of our parks in town are really, really great.
They're solid.
Yeah. I hang out at North Park a lot because it's over by my house, and it's like, this is such a great and also vastly underrated park in town. And it's just like, we're so lucky.
Yeah, North Park is actually where when my brother-in-law, my sister and brother-in-law lived in town, we'd always go over there and play bocce ball on the sand volleyball course because it's kind of similar to what you're supposed to play bocce on. So that was like our those are all my memories of North Park.
That's amazing.
Bocce based. Yeah.
I love that. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, sand volleyball course. People aren't never playing volleyball there, but they're great for bocce. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I gotta whip out my bocce set.
Start a bocce club.
I'm gonna go get Buffalo Bill, and he loves bocce ball.
Nice.
My dad. My dad. That's
it's
not
like the
Buffalo
best
Bill.
Leisure yard game. like my favorite.
Hey.
So it actually goes like deep in my Italian family roots. Like there's like a photo of my great great grandpa Sal with the Peter Cicciarelli and all these old Italians from Syracuse, New York.
Oh my
and they're
gosh.
All posing with the bocce balls, and it says the bocce bunch on it. And I'm like, this is like they probably just committed a crime. like moments before after that photo was taken, but sorry to go on a bocce tangent here, but I haven't thought about it in a while. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm obsessed with this. This is great. Whatever. Everything is art when done with passion and attention to detail.
Exactly.
So bocce, absolutely an art form. 10 out of 10.
And speaking of art, back away from bocce, back to Riverfest. So you're wrapping up around 4 o'clock, you said. So that's when music is finishing up too.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to stop them if they want to keep going.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah, there's stuff for kids as well, too. Correct?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have kids' booths.
Awesome.
Also, this is going to be, I have two, well, we're just going to make it one big announcement, but it's two very special announcements to make. And Riverfest is such an opportunity to take advantage of these. First of all, we have a new education coordinator, Riley Schlager, who just came on board. She's been onboarding the last week or so. Many people in the community may recognize her. She was one of the best baristas I have ever had at Lincoln Street Bakery. And we kind of snagged her and brought her over, and she's just the best.
But now you've got that Lincoln Street Bakery connection.
I know. Well, because I had approached her, I think, in the winter at some point. Because she is so good at latte art.
Really?
And I was like, hey, would you be interested in maybe teaching a class and doing a collab with Lincoln Street? Because obviously the Art Center doesn't have an espresso machine.
Right.
But I was like, would you be interested in doing a latte art class? Because I've taken those before and they're so much fun. And I don't know. I was like, that could be a thing. She was super jazzed about it, ended up leaving Lincoln Street, but we still kept this connection. And then we ended up hiring her as
nice.
Education coordinator, which is amazing. So
yeah, because that's been an ongoing thing. You guys have been looking for one for a minute now.
Yeah.
So
now we've got, and now we have a bunch of new classes that are up and running on the site. Like, she's gotten so much done in the week that she's been there. I just can't sing her praises highly enough.
Stoke level is high.
So if for everybody and anybody who's been asking about more classes at the Lander Arts Center, hop on our website because we have a bunch of cool ones listed. And we will be having more added as, I mean, she's just like on fire, she's like getting it. Also, if anybody wants to teach, swing on by LAC and fill out an application, and Riley will get you in the system and we'll get peeps in your class.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So that's a wonderful thing. So Riley will be there at Riverfest running one of our kids' booths, as
so
well
as a good place
as,
to meet her too.
Exactly. As well as our new executive director.
Nice.
Ari
okay.
Camille.
Congrats. Sweet.
Yeah.
So Ari's been on the show quite a bit. We're happy for them. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
So I'm super jazzed. Ari's going to be... So Ari's finishing up, I think they're finishing up camp up Sinks Canyon right now, doing counseling stuff for the Parks and Rec Department, and then we'll be onboarded at the beginning of August, just in time for Riverfest. I was talking to them the other day. I was like, you're just getting thrown into the lion's den. Like,
yeah,
what a great time to come
that
on.
That is very much, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to get... thrown into a new position, I mean it's not fun in the moment sometimes, but when you're thrown into the gauntlet like that, it is the best learning curve. It's the best way to learn.
Yeah, and Ari's so just the best, so I'm not worried.
Yeah
obviously they're gonna do a great job. So I just wanted to make those two announcements because that's some incredible new additions to they are both Riley and Ari are both incredible new additions to the Lander Art Center. I personally am so excited to be working with both of them. Unfortunately, Emma, our wonderful front desk Emma, will be leaving to go back to school at UW, as is the case with so many young people in town right now are leaving to go back to school. But we love Emma when we can get Emma. Emma's the best. Shout out Emma. I give so many shout outs to Emma. I don't think Emma's ever listened to the show, but that's okay. So Riverfest is going to be August 6th. And then tomorrow.
Yeah, we're getting close to having to wrap up.
Yes.
Here. This is the ever evolving exhibition, correct?
Yes. And so these are going to be pieces and works done by Katie Siemens and Susan Streeter. Both are local artists collaborating on this show. And they just hung the show. They finished hanging the show, I believe, on Tuesday. It looks so good.
Yeah.
It looks so awesome.
That's awesome.
Both of them work in such different mediums. They both are painters. But their work is so different and yet works so, so well together. And Katie is very, like, I don't want to say old school, but, like, she uses a lot of really, like, the techniques of the old painters, like the classic painters. Like, she mixes her own paints and she's studied with some of the greatest peeps in the world, in Europe and all over the country. And she just, her work is very awesome. And Susan, I love Susan so much. You know Susan ish, kind of, sort of.
That name immediately sounded familiar. I'm like, I guarantee you I've met her.
I have no doubt you have. Come on Friday and
meet
her again. She's actually, she worked in theater as well in New York and back east and was in the Broadway world for a while before moving here. Gosh. I will definitely get the years wrong, but she's been here for a while. So we have that connection. But I was talking with her the other day. I was like, so what, why did you want to do this show? Like, because Katie initially was going to do, I think she was going to do a solo show and then ask Susan to be a part of this with her. And Susan was like, well, it's my big birthday year coming up. It's her 70th birthday this year.
Congrats.
And she was like, and I just wanted to see what it was like to have all of my work on the walls in one place just as like an honoring to what I've done.
Dang.
And my
that's
body
heavy.
Of work. Isn't that?
That's beautiful, but that's heavy.
Yeah.
That is.
And it's and then we were laughing because she's like, yeah, when you live in New York, you have you're in a 700 square foot apartment, so you can maybe put one piece on the wall and just sort of cycle your works over the course of the year or whatever. And you only get to really look at one at a time. And this is such a beautiful opportunity for both of them. But I was specifically talking with Susan about it. It's a very powerful thing to see a body of work span over the course of time and see the evolution within that. So
what was that? There was an old show before our time. It was called like This Is Your Life or something like where they do like a presentation on a person's life or whatever. This is that, but with art. And that's just such a cool concept because each piece has an emotional and some type of personal connection and tie to a story of that time.
Yeah.
So for her to be able to see that up on the wall, kind of, it's like, this has been your life.
Yeah,
this is
the progression of one's life and the body of one's work. Mm-hmm. And the title is ever evolving. So it's ever evolving. It doesn't stop past the Lander Art Center.
Right.
It's a continuation of that.
And how long does this one go until?
This one runs until September, okay. I believe. September, hold up the poster for me, because I'm doing a very bad job at my
10th.
Job.
There we go. Okay. I didn't see that over there.
September 10th.
Yeah, sorry
about
that.
That's okay.
But tomorrow, 6 to 8 is the opening, and it goes until September 10th.
Yeah, and please, we love it when people who have never been to the Art Center before come to these openings.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things I want to like circle back around and truly come full circle to the Pig Roast this last weekend, because that was one of the bits of conversations that I loved so much, having conversations with people who didn't know the Art Center was in town, who didn't know that Lander had an Art Center, had never been to an opening before, didn't know, and now they know that they are always welcome, whoever they are, and that they are always welcome at our openings, which are free and open to the public. There will be wine, beer, drinks, food, art, people, community.
Oakley!
Oh my gosh, no, people are so sick of me. But but that, I just hope to continue to see more new faces, because that's one of the best parts of my job, is witnessing the exposure to aspects of community that maybe people didn't know existed and showing up for each other in that. So come to the ever-evolving opening. It's tomorrow from 6 to 8, and then the show is up through September 10th. One other thing that I just want to touch on super, super quick that I think is so cool, and I was talking a little bit actually to Doug Spriggs, our former ED, about this yesterday, because he and I are still good buds. I was like, what's really cool is to see – so Katie, I know for sure, took Nick Thornburg's marketing class back in, what was that, February? Mm-hmm. February, March. And watching her and having conversations with her in application of some of those skills and like what he talked about in that class to working on this exhibition.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's, I was like, and I don't know if she's doing it on purpose or if this is a cognizant thing, but I was like, this is, and even just to have that in conversation has been very cool.
Yeah.
I was like, that, I mean, to me, that is a priceless piece of working at the Art Center that you could, I mean, I'm the one that gets to see this kind of stuff.
Always learning.
Yeah, always learning, and always, it's our responsibility to show up and apply whatever we're learning in the moment to however we choose to move forward.
100%. And you can show up to the ever-evolving exhibition opening. That is tomorrow night from 6 to 8. And Riverfest, that'll be happening on August 6th. Oakley, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thanks
we love
so much,
having
thanks.
You here.
Same.
We're going to go and do a quick commercial break. And when we come back, throwing things over to the Today in the 10 portion of the hour, we've got some Fremont County news from Jared Anderson, the sports update from Wyatt Berichka, your daily national native news, followed by the Agriculture Today report coming your way right now.
In Fremont County, finding quality cardiac care can be difficult. Getting an appointment, travel, schedules are all a challenge for locals under the care of a cardiologist. Not anymore. Western Wyoming Medical in Lander welcomes Dr. Inder Singh. With every patient, Dr. Singh takes a holistic approach and provides a connection on a personal level. He strives to empower his patients' knowledge so they can partner with him in making decisions to improve their heart and vascular health. Dr. Singh is a board-certified cardiologist with experience across the country, including the Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins. Dr. Singh is available for appointments immediately at Western Wyoming Medical's Lander facility at 535 East Main Street on the Hill in Lander. Call 307-206-1224 or see them online at westernwyomingmedical.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Get lots of grilling accessories and propane, too, at Lander Ace Hardware, 5th and Main, locally owned and operated.
The Steamboat Orthopedic and Spine Institute of Lander is an orthopedic clinic comprised of local, dedicated, and highly trained staff, including 10 physicians and dozens of medical care and support staff, bringing world-class care to Lander, Wyoming, and surrounding areas. SOSI brings an unparalleled level of specialized trained orthopedic surgeons to the region with the mission to provide our patients with exceptional service and experienced orthopedic and spine care in surgical management, non-surgical treatments, recovery, and rehabilitation from head to toe. The combined expertise of our staff provides state-of-the-art care in a personal and professional manner. We are deeply embedded in the community and great enthusiasts of the outdoors, local education, and area charities. Steamboat Orthopedic and Spine Institute of Lander is proud to welcome Holly Johnson to the team. Holly is now accepting appointments. Call to make an appointment today, 307-206-9300. We're located at 8185 Wyoming 789 in Lander.
Back to school season is about to be underway, and the Winter Hotel and Casino has a promotion to save the day. Every Friday and Saturday in July, excluding July 9th and 16th from 2 to 6 p.m., patrons will be eligible to donate items of clothing for $10 in free slot play. To be eligible for this promotion, you must have a valid rewards card, an item of clothing must be brand new, of $10 or more in value, and for children elementary to high school age. The kiddos will have you to thank for the back to school outfits, and from the Winter Hotel and Casino, thank you for donating to a good cause. And as always, we hope to see you soon.
Wind River Hotel.
County10.com. I'm Jared Anderson. Earlier this week, United States Attorney Nicholas Vassallo announced that Denver John, 43 years old from Fort Washakie, was arraigned for 3 counts of assault with a dangerous weapon with intent to do bodily harm, 5 counts of child abuse, and 1 count of aggravated sexual abuse. John pled not guilty to the charges. A trial has been set for September 26th before United States District Court Judge Alan B. Johnson. If convicted on all charges, John would face up to 30 years to life in prison, with 5 years to a lifetime of supervised release and a fine of up to $2.25 million. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guideline and other statutory factors. This crime was investigated by the FBI and the BIA. The Wyoming Local Assistance State Team has announced that the annual Wyoming Fallen Firefighter Memorial Service and the Wyoming Fire Service Hall of Fame induction ceremony will take place on Saturday, August 20th. Ceremonies will occur at the Wyoming State Fire Academy grounds in Riverton. The Hall of Fame ceremonies are scheduled for 10:30 with the annual Wyoming Fallen Memorial Service to follow at 1:30. A public reception will follow the memorial. Inductees honored this year in the Wyoming Fire Service Hall of Fame include Lander's own Lanny Applegate. Lanny was a Wyoming State Fire Marshal and a former Lander Chief for the Lander Volunteer Fire Department. Also, former Worland Fire Chief Robert Taylor will be posthumously inducted. More details on the Hall of Fame ceremony. It is open to the public at county10.com. The annual Riverton Peace March and Rally is set for Saturday, August 6th this year. It begins at 9:30 at Riverton Centennial Park on West Adams. The park is just down the street from the Center of Hope Drug and Alcohol Rehabilitation Center, where a city employee shot two Northern Arapaho tribal members in 2015. Event organizer Ron Howard described last year's Peace March as a solemn and humble commemoration for the shooting victims, Sonny Goggle and Stallone Trosper. The keynote speaker for the rally is Anderson Antelope Jr., whose father was killed in an officer-involved shooting during an altercation outside of Riverton's Walmart in 2019. After Antelope's address, Indigenous singer-songwriter Christian Wallowing Bull will perform. Organizers said, "We welcome diversity through peace and mutual understanding, and we seek to end the history of violence in border towns beside the Wind River Indian Reservation." The Wyoming Breast Cancer Initiative and Sage West Riverton are hosting the annual Pink Ribbon 5K this Saturday. One of their honorees is Sophie Moseman, a breast cancer survivor from the Lander community, who shared a little bit about her story.
So I actually, at the time, I owned Lander Body Works in Lander, a fitness studio. I was teaching about 10 to 15 classes a week. I'm an avid mountain biker. I've done triathlons, mountain bike races. I try and eat clean. I don't drink much. I don't smoke. And so I was the last person I thought would. So I literally left class. I taught a class and I had to, I got to just go get my mammogram real quick. And then my life completely changed from that point. And then I had cancer.
And how are you doing now?
Great. Yeah. Great.
Feeling good?
Yeah. I mean, like I was telling these guys, you know, it's one of those things that you get through and you feel stronger on the other side of it, but it's definitely on the back of your mind and always, because breast cancer is not one of those things that like you're done.
Right. You know? And we talked about that.
Recurrence is pretty common, especially over your lifetime. So you just take care of yourself and, again, keep doing your detection, you know, your mammograms and I have to do breast MRIs also.
Get all the details on this weekend's 5K and you can register or donate at wyomingbreastcancer.org. Well, there's a lot going on this weekend. You can follow along with the events calendar at county10.com, including the start of the Fremont County Fair. Also, Drones Over Yellowstone play next Monday at Hot Notes Cool Nights, wrapping up that concert series at Lander City Park. Again, all the events, one click away. Click the events calendar at county10.com. Have a great Thursday. I'm Jared Anderson.
This is the County 10 Sports Update, giving updates on what's happening with sports in Fremont County. Here's your host, Wyatt Barichka.
Although it wasn't the ending that the Riverton Raiders expected this season, head coach Kevin Loftus was happy about the team's progress this season and is already eager to get going for next year.
I told the boys when we finished the last game, I said, hey, that's just a really crummy way to end the season. But I did say that I'm proud of them because they did meet the goals and they did what I asked them to do as the head coach. So I think it's just something to build on for the future. The whole community support thing, my goal was to get some more interest, and we definitely did that this year. Our alumni game was insane. I could not believe how many people came out to watch our alumni, and it was a great night, and we had so much support. You know, our sponsors, amazing support from our sponsors, amazing support from our board and the volunteer parents. So overall, what I wanted to see happen was just the start of this We Are Family culture, building on a future.
Check out the Raiders' social media pages to stay up to date. Lander Young Professionals will be hosting a 9-hole golf scramble tournament tomorrow with more details at county10.com. The Colorado Rockies hosted the White Sox in their final game of a 2-game skid at home as they would be the Rockies who claimed victory.
Diaz coming to the plate, tying run at third, winning run at second. And a ground ball toward the hole on through. Here comes Iglesias to throw on its way. Safe at the plate. And the Rockies win it.
Colorado Rockies get set to host the Los Angeles Dodgers today. Yesterday, the Yankees would lose to the Mets after a walk-off single that ended the game for New York. However, just moments after, the Yankees decided to trade 3 prospects to the Kansas City Royals in exchange for all-star outfielder Andrew Benintendi. The Yankees fell in the Subway Series against the New York Mets, losing 2 games. Benintendi is betting right now at .320, which is average in the MLB. The County 10 Kickoff Show will air tomorrow on KOVE 1330 AM and 107.7 FM, also online at county10.com. We talk with the Riverton Raiders about their season and what is to come for the future of the Riverton Raiders Legion Ball Club. All sports coverage can be found here at county10.com, including schedules, results, and more. This has been your County 10 Sports Update. I'm Wyatt Berichka. Have a great Thursday.
Build your next shed, garage, or post-frame building with Sutherlands. We're here to help you every step of the way. Whether you need a shed for your lawn tools, a garage for your car, or a new shop, our experts can help you customize the perfect building. Our packages are designed to be built in Wyoming with the highest quality products from Metal Sales and Universal Forest. Use your Sutherlands consumer credit card and get an extra 5% discount instantly. Or choose special financing. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required. See store for details. Only at Sutherlands.
Whether we're face-to-face or learning virtually, we all need to set a good example by treating everyone with respect. Nobody should be mean to others, so stop and think before you say or do something that could hurt someone. If you feel like being mean, find something else to do. If you've bullied someone in the past, apologize. Let's make Wyoming Indian School District 14 the friendliest ever. Wyoming Indian High School, Wyoming Indian Middle School, and Wyoming Indian Elementary. Fremont County School District 14.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Pope Francis continued his Canadian visit with an outdoor mass in Edmonton on Tuesday. Nearly 70,000 people attended the event. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, there's still mixed reaction to the apology the Pope made to Indigenous people on Monday for church-run residential schools.
A day after the Pope's historic apology on Canadian soil, many Indigenous people are still talking about it. There is still anger and sadness. Elizabeth Sakine is a residential school survivor. She says she does not accept the Pope's apology because he was forced to come to Canada to ask for forgiveness. Sakine says, among other things, the Vatican has still not released files or documents related to the residential school era.
I would like the Pope and the churches to get involved in what we're doing. We're doing healing, and we need help. He can't just come to Canada and say, I'm sorry. He's got to touch base with us. He's got to get his workers to help us heal in this journey.
The Pope's public mass in Edmonton has also been called a missed opportunity. An Indigenous priest in Ottawa, Corbière Winkler, says the mass could have been used to celebrate Indigenous traditions and cultural practices, but it was not. The Pope blessed and kissed babies and young children, and the mass focused on grandparents, the elderly, and the family. But Winkler says he was devastated when the Eucharistic prayer was delivered in Latin, a language that many Indigenous people heard at residential schools. Later in the day, the pontiff traveled to Lac St. Anne, north of Edmonton, to take part in the community's annual pilgrimage. Today he leaves Edmonton and travels to Quebec City for the next stop in his six-day visit. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Indigenous people continue to account for a disproportionate number of missing persons in Montana. That's according to the latest report from the state's Justice Department. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has more.
According to the report, Indigenous people accounted for nearly a third of all 2021 missing person reports in Montana, despite only making up roughly 7% of the state's total population. There were 650 reports of missing Indigenous people last year, most under the age of 18. About two-thirds of missing Indigenous people were located within a week's time. As of June of this year, 8 Indigenous people remained missing. For National Native News, I'm Aaron Bolton.
After a 2-year pandemic hiatus, a large cultural gathering recently returned to Eastern Oregon. KLCC's Brian Bull reports on the 30th anniversary Temkalix celebration.
Dozens of dancers dressed in feathers, beadwork, and porcupine quills marked each powwow's grand entry. Regional drum groups played as well, with a procession of Appaloosa horses circling the gathering for other events. The Temkalix gatherings were descendants of the Wallao Band of Nez Perce, who were forced off their lands in 1877 and pursued by the U.S. Army before surrendering just shy of the Canadian border. Bobby Connor is one of the event organizers.
We believe the land hears our prayers, feels our footsteps on the earth, and the land is happy to welcome us back. But we also believe that there is a light in the earth that lights up when we bring ceremony to the landscape, and it lights up our hearts when we gather to celebrate this magnificent country that we come from.
Another event commemorated Native children who went missing during the boarding school era. One cause for celebration this year, besides renewing Temkalix, is the Nez Perce tribe's recent acquisition of 148 acres that originally formed an ancestral village in the town of Joseph. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull in Wallawa, Oregon.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up for today. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. This has been Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. Big shout out to our guest, Oakley Boycott, for swinging by to chat about the Lander Art Center's exhibition that is opening tomorrow night. Definitely go check that out. Riverfest coming up next weekend as well. Thank you to our sponsors, the Lander Chamber, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, Sage West, White Buffalo Recovery Center, High Country Hearing, Steamboat Orthopedics, Stanley Steamer, and Western Wyoming Medical. We couldn't do what we do without you all, and appreciate everything you do for the community as well. Have a great rest of your day, Fremont County. We will be back at it at the same time tomorrow.